Confessions Thursday with Joyce on Nigeria Info.
Yeah, people. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side, the sun rises here. My name's Joyce. It is the day for the Lords of Logic. So first, Confessions Thursday, and after that, Lords of Logic. So I think I should really just put that topic on you already. Do you remember 2 weeks ago I made mention of something? So 2 weeks ago, I did say on the Lords of Logic, we were going to discuss how much you lose for being weak. Okay, now remember, I did ask, do we win when we're afraid? Do we, as a result of fear, win? And I think that was like 3 weeks ago. The conversation went the way it went. But what I could take away from that is that you properly understand fear, and you understand what it might require of you to win. So I can't quite say I'm satisfied with that, but maybe the aim is not to be satisfied with you, that topic. Maybe this topic is really what I'm aiming to enjoy with you, to analyze with you, dialogue with you, and see what you think about it. How much you lose when you're weak? How much do you lose when you're weak? So think about it, and that hopefully is the topic for the Lords of Logic today. The last few weeks, we've had company in the studio, a program that kicks off 2:30 to 3 o'clock, and that really has just sent programming on Thursday a little... it's made it a little somewhat unusual. So I'm hoping that we manage time first, Confessions, and then another hour for the Lords of Logic. My name's Joyce. It's good to have you here. Look, I need to find out what you know about something. I'll have a question for you. I want to buy goat meat. I want to find out what type. Apparently, there's the local one, and then there's this other type I hear. So can you advise me on which one to buy? Yeah, I want a whole goat, like this whole animal. I'm told that the local one is good. It probably even tastes better. I don't know. I need your advice. And how much is it? Thank you. So, you know you're in the fields. You know how these things work. Good. The whole animal. So, please call in with information where I can get it. Yeah. If you sell it, which one is better? Yeah. And how much is it? Look, we used to buy goat like 20-something K. Then it became 30-something K. I still bought when it was like 40-something K. I asked someone yesterday. The person sent me a figure, and I think it's a typo error. It can't be now, right? I doubt it is. Okay. So you owe me information when you call in, how much it is right now, best price, what type tastes better, and which one gets, which one cooks quicker. So apparently I got one, man. There was one time I got like goat meat, and I cooked that thing for like 2 hours. Felt like I was cooking stone. Even stone would have kind of tendered up a little bit. So I hear that there's a type that kind of takes forever to cook. Yeah, I don't want that one. All right. So I trust that you're going to help me when you call in. And I'm looking forward to that. So today's Thursday, as you know, Confessions Thursday. When you call in, you don't say your name. And... yeah, it's about confessions. I guess you know how it works. Well, in the hopes that you don't, it's confessions, right? And usually when you tell your story and it's a kind of confiding in a friend, you hope that the friend don't tell. So we're hoping to help that situation of not telling by you first not telling us your name. So we believe that the comfort of, or at least what might be a fair amount of comfort that you find by not telling us your name allows you... yeah, the ability to not just tell the story, but not be ashamed, not be made out in the public, not be known. Because sometimes you really just want to tell a story and not be known, right? Good. So you can hide behind the dark and tell the story, however crazy, weird, unusual. I think I like to hear a beautiful story. But maybe life's done you good and life's done you bad. Or maybe you're the bad in the life. Because sometimes it's the humans that are really the reason life's bad. Maybe you've learned. Maybe you're better. Maybe you've become worse. Maybe it's regretful an experience. Maybe it's painful. Maybe you're in it and it's left you confused. All on Confessions Thursday and more. Crazy, weird, unusual. However it goes, we're all here and all ears. My name's Joyce. Welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Confessions Thursday first. And after that, the Lords of Logic. We're Nigeria Info. The sun's risen.
on Confessions Thursday, we open the cupboard to secrets.
Is that a skeleton I see?
Child, bite your tongue. Well, they say good walls make good neighbors.
Wait, you mean gist, right?
Confessions Thursday with Joyce on Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info, 0700 993 993 993 and 01465 7190. Except you're trying to help me get goat meat, you're not telling me your name on Confessions Thursday. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show, Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession? You're not home, that's the assumption, make it back. Hi, good afternoon, Confessions Thursday.
Hello, good afternoon, George.
Afternoon, do you have a confession?
Yes, I don't have confession, but there's a brother who called you last week and you sent his confession to Sude. I want to talk to that man because he says it's from Benue State.
Okay, do you remember the story? I wasn't here last week,
yes,
though.
Yes, he told you that there's a girl he wants to marry.
Oh, okay, you know what? Please hold on. I'm going to go off on a break and then come right back to you, all right? We're back, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you and welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce, but you don't get to say your name when you call in. Specifically, if you have a conversation, have a confession. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Look, I do appreciate your patience. Thank you, and go ahead.
That guy that confessed last week is from Benue. Okay. I'm also from Benue, Obadibo local government, Otupa precisely. The law that guy...
Okay.
Hello.
I'm with you. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, that law is working. That boy should defend from that girl. As he said, even his own state, in his own local government, the girl is still playing the ball. And already the girl knows that he's already married. This guy is...
I lost him. So my assumption is that you all heard the confession last week. Does quite appear, brother is in a web. And he's trying to get out. Well, I hope that's the situation, just so that maybe he can be encouraged to get out. Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. Good afternoon to you. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Hello. Make it back. Good afternoon to you. Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
No, I don't. I just called to say hi to you.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I enjoy your program.
Well, thank you very
much.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Y'all help a sister out. Help a sister out. I need to get goat meat. Seriously. And urgently, too. Make it back. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465719. Yeah, 90. Confessions Thursday. Hello. Welcome to the show. Hi.
Hello, good afternoon.
Speak up for us. Good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
Yeah.
If you'll speak up, we can hear you better. So please do so you're uninterrupted. Please go ahead.
Okay. Last week Thursday, I called Yvonne was on program that day. So that was a confession I made that day. I don't know if I will repeat it, but...
I mean, you can paraphrase it. We don't have all the time on the clock, so you can just say, what's the problem, really? I can make it out in my head.
Okay, that day, I told Yvonne that my wife traveled when she was pregnant. So after she gave birth, she spent like 1 year there. In that process, I was in a relationship here in Lagos with one lady.
Lady
now got pregnant.
Oh.
So when the lady told me, I decided not to abort the baby.
Okay.
Because I can't committing that two sin again is heavy for me. So now my wife is back. And every time I remember that act of mine, she's killing me inside. So people advised me that day I should know how to tell my wife. But my wife already made it clear that any day he found out that I did something like that, is going to leave the marriage. So last week I took her out. I just say, Dave, what if one day you found out that I had a child after this marriage, what will you do? He just shout, say, you will not even wait to leave the marriage.
Oh.
So I was scared. because that Sunday I wanted to tell her, but without reaction, so I decided to keep it.
Okay.
But I'm not really comfortable at all.
Of course you wouldn't be. You have to make a choice, never to tell her, or to tell her and beg her and then hope for the best. So what's your decision?
Oh.
I mean, she's still going to leave you, actually. So it's like, take all of that into consideration.
So she might likely leave because I know her, we grew up together from primary school to secondary school level. So I know the kind of person she is. I don't know.
No, now, so you know. The problem is you don't know which option of what you know you should tilt towards.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can say, I'll never tell her. But you see, the problem subsists. You're living it. I think you should tell her. She's going to leave you probably, but it would be better to tell her today than if she found out when the boy is 5 years old. It's a little hard to deal with old lies. It's painful to deal with lies that, I mean, you force her to live a lie. And I don't say this to suggest that it's easier thing to do, but it is your reality. And maybe the earlier you get out of it, the better, I think.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. The complexities of life, and sometimes we get ourselves into trouble. And then you have to find a way not to make the trouble worse. Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Turn off the volume of your radio set. It's Confessions Thursday. If you're with us, we're with you. Please go ahead.
First time.
Turn off the volume of your radio set. Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling. Remember to turn off the volume of your radio set.
Okay.
Afternoon.
Yeah.
Welcome. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Okay, I just want to speak something to that brother that just called back about pregnancy and another woman.
1 minute.
Okay, you know, the decision to actually leave marriage is not just that easy. You understand? Although sometimes I'm a single parent. I didn't leave my marriage. My husband left. Fine. But the decision to leave marriage is not something you just wake up and just pack things and leave. Except if that relationship has been mad with all sorts of things before that time. So that one could be like the thing that would just break the camel's back like that. So he should tell the wife and trust him that a way something could come out of it, like you rightly said. He should not be afraid and be keeping that secret because it might generate something huge.
He should be afraid.
Like
no, but he should be afraid. That's the crazy.
Yes. The being afraid is natural. It's good.
Okay.
I mean, it shows that he has conscience. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. So
thank you very much for calling.
Have a nice day.
And
bye.
You too. Confessions Thursday, my friends. Welcome to the show if you have just tuned in. My name's Joyce. Remember, you don't say your name. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Ms. Joy, I call for the goat.
How far? Real quick, man. Where can I buy it? How much is it?
You want to buy, I will advise you to buy Igbo goat.
Mm.
Yes.
Never heard that.
And then anytime you are buying, buy the male, don't buy the female.
Okay.
Yes.
How much is it? Where do I get it?
Around, although I'm saying around the Yanisash area, you get it around Alaba Rago.
I'm far away. How much is that?
From 38.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Do you have a contact?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to need that. Can you send me a message on WhatsApp, please?
I don't have your WhatsApp.
Okay. I'm going to call it out in a moment.
Okay.
Please. Just send me a message on WhatsApp. I'll appreciate that.
Okay. Please, one more thing, Ms. Joy.
What's up?
Please, I need a driving job, please.
I don't give jobs.
I have a wife that will put to bed from now to 2 months. Ever since 3 months now, I lost my job. Please.
Well, hopefully someone has a job for you. But it's Confessions Thursday, and I know you know, right?
Thank you.
Hey, hi. Good afternoon to you. How are you? Can you hear us? Make it back then. Hello, 0700-993-993-993. Confessions
Hello?
Thursday. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Tell us your name. Speak up for us. Do you have a confession?
No, not. I want to... Well, I don't know if that's the last caller's, you know, response to your quest for goals and all that is okay, right? Because I want to suggest as well.
Oh, sure. You have, please go ahead, real quick. Where can I get it?
Yeah. So, I think it's pretty right with the price, though it varies. You know, depends on how big or, you know,
very
the kind
true.
Of the size is anyway, yeah. So you can the one I bought last month or so was around I think 35 or so. But depends, there are still some within the range of 40, 45. You know, depends on the size you actually want.
What but, area is that?
Well, Agege.
Hey, it's nice now. It's nice. How much is it? Say 45, right?
Yeah, but that would be kind of medium size, you know.
No, the big one is how much then? I want a big one.
Goat, you mean? Male?
I don't know. Nah, I don't know. Is there a big
okay,
one?
Sorry, let me ask. Is it for consumption or what?
Nah. Do they wear it?
Well, go for male, you know, go for male.
And, is it for consumption? Is it for fashion?
Yeah. If it's for consumption, you know, why not go for male would be okay.
All right. Thank you.
Yes.
I'm going to send someone.
The local one for the state because of the soft and all that.
The local one is better, right?
Yes, also.
Thank you. I appreciate your help. 45.
Okay, yeah, thank you, Joyce.
Thank
you. I do like your program.
Thank yeah. you.
Yeah.
Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hey, hi. Confessions Thursday. Make you back. How are you? Confessions Thursday.
Joyce, for the code I called before. See, anything you are buying from 45 upwards is a reasonable size. From 40 downwards is a small one. So don't let anybody deceive you.
Yeah.
And the male species are better. You get. And another thing is goats in Lagos don't taste like the ones in the East. Forget it. There's nothing anybody tells you. They will look like Igbo goats in Lagos, but they don't have that taste. I get when you buy goats. So I was used to in the eastern part. You know, they have the he goat. They call Mbi. Mbi tastes very good and very nice and smells when you're cooking it.
Can I get it in Lagos?
You can get it in Lagos, but it will be more expensive. Mbi, that's what they call it.
How
very
much is
good.
That one?
And it's not too, that one, big one, I'm sure you'll be looking at 50 and above. No. Big one. We are talking about size now. So anything 30-something is a small goat too.
All right. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, from 40 upwards, the male species is easy to cook.
All right, thank you.
But there is no one for consumption or selling. Good one is good one.
Thank you very much. Okay, I'm going to look out for that one. I do appreciate it. Hello, good afternoon to you. Confessions Thursday. How are you?
I'm laughing. The Igbo goat, the Igbo half goat, we know it as native goat. They're not like Igbo goat.
Oh, okay.
You can also get it in Badaga. They're the closest. If you ask, you stay in Via, like, I think Badaga is the closest site.
Bagada is closest, right?
It's close to you as you live in Lekki or Via, not where you live.
Okay.
I don't really know about price.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for helping out. That's good enough. I appreciate it. Thank you. Then if you sell, just let me have your number, all right? That'll be good, too. Let me know if you deliver. And is it pay on delivery? Because I don't want to pay you and then I don't see your face. Confessions Thursday.
Yes, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Confessions Thursday.
I wanted to mention Bagada for you, but Gabriel has mentioned it.
Thank you.
Closest for you.
Thank you.
Like the native food they are talking about, that one is good, but that's can you stand it, Joy?
We're going to try something out. I mean, life is all about the experience. I'm down for
okay.
it.
Okay. Bagada is closer to you.
Okay, I'm going to look out for that.
Just
thank
on the
you.
Right-hand side there. If you had it, you after the Tanguro.
All right. Thank you. All right. Confessions Thursday. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Remember that, and kindly turn up the volume of your radio set. Oh, yeah, that.
Welcome.
99.3 Nigeria Info. How are you?
How are you?
The volume of your radio set. Confessions Thursday. Hello.
I bet you want the traditional way, the more issue.
No.
They like goat, honestly. If you want to do traditional wedding,
No.
Go full grand, remember for you.
No.
Those who arrange you, you're not good, you want to correct one. Just tell us location.
No. It's just for domestic use. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I can't imagine that people already having ideas, right? No. Hey, hi. The volume of your radio set. How are you? It's Confessions Thursday. The volume of that thing?
Joyce.
Yeah.
It's went by. I need the incense.
What?
You.
What did you say? What did he say? About an imbecile? Oh, good God. It's noisy. Could you turn it off, please? Thank you.
I don't know.
Confession Thursday. Do you have a confession?
No, I just want to hear you while I'm so. I hope you see. This one that you're playing with me, when you're with the paper, I say, hey, I mean, you don't know how to be that, though.
Eh? Well, thank you very much.
We'll be happy for you. Just give us, my own is not far from you. We will show. You will know that you get it too. I tell you.
No.
God bless you.
Thank you. No, it's not a party. Hey, hi, how are you? It's Confessions Hello. Thursday. Good afternoon to you. Do you have a confession? Can
Hello?
You hear us? I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay, so turn off the volume of your radio set. Do you have a confession? Then you can go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Afternoon, do you have a confession?
Yes.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I want to borrow money for my account saving account. It's very concerned.
Is there something in the air? Confessions Thursday.
Joyce, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
No. Because you are concerned about your good. Just go to the market like for the Jibo here. After power and NNPC, bus stop. The next bus stop is a transmission station.
No, I don't. I won't go that far. I've been told to go close by. I've been told where to go. Thank you.
Just go there by yourself. Choose the size you want. It depends.
Thank you. You're my guy. Thank you very much. Hey, Confessions Thursday, how are you? Can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me? Then you're going to have to make it back. This is a very lengthy one. Let's see whether we can. Here is a confession, of course. He's going to be anonymous, or we would know him to be without a name. He says, please, I need more understanding about this case, though I feel it's not wrong, but your opinion or that of the public might give more understanding about things. I love this girl. Me and her are currently dating. She happens to be my uncle's wife's niece. Actual relationship is that she is my father's stepbrother's wife's stepsister's daughter. The lady you have a relationship with is your father's stepbrother's wife's stepsister's daughter. Okay, that's far enough. Please, are we wrong in engaging in a dating relationship? My father's wife, stepmother, got to know and reported the issue to my uncle's wife, telling her that this is a taboo. This led to the ferocity of my uncle's wife, thereby telling her husband, my uncle, and my uncle came to me to confirm it. I didn't deny. My uncle was furious in any way, but had to be against me in a way due to the wife's anger. Okay. Where are you from? I think maybe that would also help with understanding what's obtainable where you're from. He says, I later took it upon myself to find out based on traditional beliefs from the related ethnic group. Okay. Even went to a pastor that resulted to a lengthy discussion. All of them said it wasn't a taboo. My other uncles, aunties, and my dates. Other uncles, aunties, even the place of origin of my father's wife, stepmother, isn't against it. Even encouraged me to go ahead. When it eventually comes to marriage, I asked many people that came to my office as a form of example. They all said it wasn't a taboo. My stepmother's people were even unhappy with such a belief mentality from her. Honestly, I never liked my stepmother a day because she never takes me like a son. Everything I do pisses her off. As it stands now, me and my date decided to continue with our relationship. She's my date. She is even the one pressing we continue. Neglect the misunderstanding amongst the aggrieved parties. What's your take on this? I remain anonymous. Absolutely. Hold on. Let's go back to the relationship. You say the girl you are currently dating, she happens to be your uncle's wife's niece. And the chain of the relationship, according to you, is you're dating someone who's your father's stepbrother. So that's a half brother, half relationship. So father's stepbrother's wife's stepsister's daughter. Hold on, father. Uh-huh. Stepbrother's wife. Your father's half-brother has a wife. Extended. Then, stepsister's daughter. Lagos. It sounds a little stressful. It could be a taboo. Okay, no. So, you say you've asked the people from your village and they say it's not a taboo. Well, from this arrangement, she sounds distant enough to be your wife, if that's really what you're aiming for. She sounds distant enough. Father's stepbrother's wife. So wife already says that's an extended person who came into the family. Then her stepsister's daughter. My opinion, by the chain of the relationship, she is distant enough to be, an addition to the family. So let's find out what Lagos thinks. It's Confessions Thursday, 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Hello. Good afternoon. It's Confessions Thursday, 0700-993-993-993-01-465-7190. The latter is for women alone to enable them call in. I'd like to hear your confession on Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
No, the man that said he needs a driving job or something.
Okay.
I have a job for him, but you know, Nigeria now, to give somebody a job now, so I don't know how I can get in touch with him, ask him some questions, make myself clear that he's okay before I can now discuss further with him.
Oh, sure. What would happen is I can capture your number and give it to him. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Or do I ask him to call back, get his number, and then give it to you so that you call him?
I can send a WhatsApp chat to you now.
Okay.
You get my number there, or if you are seeing my number now here, you can send it to him.
What does your number end with?
Huh?
What does your number end with?
2944. 2944.
Okay, so I can actually see it from here.
2944. Hello?
I'm with you. So, I have it. Then I'll ask for him to call back. And as you say, you understand that people can be funny, so you have to properly interrogate before you hand over anything.
Exactly.
Well, thank you very much for your consideration. You. Yeah, I do appreciate it. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Hello. Good afternoon to you. The volume of your radio set.
Hello?
Turn off the volume. Okay. Honey, turn off the radio. Thank you.
Hello?
You have a confession?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's not actually a confession, partly.
Okay, I'll hear it.
Okay, I'm a single mother. I have three children. I actually separated from my husband last year. A couple of times, let me say like three times, I've actually left my children. I was planning to run away because of what I'm really going through. So I left them all alone in the house, but my conscience won't let me rest. And each time I come back, I just feel guilty. I apologize.
Each time you come back, like each time you go back to the house.
Yes.
So why are you leaving to begin with?
Things have not been that easy for me. Even when I was with my guy, things have not been easy. And that was the reason I left him.
Yeah, so what's wrong when you say things are not easy? That's not, it doesn't help us understand the complexity of your problem or what the problem actually is. So when you say things are not easy, what do you mean? What is it exactly?
Okay, I'm a civil servant. And I've been the one running the home right from when we were married. So he doesn't support, although he doesn't have a stable job, but he's a laborer and he used to get jobs. And whenever he gets these jobs, he just uses the money anyhow, to smoke, to play, gamble and all that. So, and each time I go out, maybe if I don't have enough money and I go out to ask for help, they refer me back to him that he's supposed to take responsibility and all that. So because of that, I left him last year. So, but even as at that, I've been paying a lot of loans recently. So because of that, I can't run the home very well. The house we are staying is not good. In fact, I had to call someone, an engineer, to check the house because I was really afraid. When I talked to my landlady, she said there's nothing wrong with the house. But the house is... in the night when we sleep, we hear all these rats catching the blocks, the walls of the house, the inside of the blocks, as if they have a house in the wall. So all those things makes me run away sometimes.
Okay.
Which that's not really my habit. That's not really me, but I don't know. I think I'm...
So first of all, you haven't even determined what you want to do. I'm going to be going off on a break in about a minute, and I don't know if you can hang in there or if you're going to call back. But I think you keep going back because you haven't made a decision. So you understand that you have a problem. You have a husband who is not helpful, and you don't want to be with that kind of husband. Or maybe you're yet to properly determine for yourself whether you want to continue to be with that type of husband. You haven't made that decision. So you keep going back and forth. So I'm going to go off on a break. Would you hang in there or would you call me back?
I'll call back.
Okay, I'll appreciate it if you can call me back. Thank you very much for calling. We're going to look into that issue when I return off on a break. We'll be right back. The Sunny Side, my name's Joyce. It's Confessions Thursday. Don't go anywhere.
On Confessions Thursday, we open the cupboard to secrets.
Is that a skeleton I see?
Child, bite your tongue. Well, they say good walls make good neighbors.
Wait, you mean gist, right?
Confessions Thursday.
Not to worry. Link your NIN and unbar your 9 mobile line with ease. Dial *996# and select option 2. Or visit 9mobile.com.ng/NIN. You also get up to 20K for calls and up to 20 gig data when you link your line. If you are yet to enroll your NIN, please visit any 9 mobile experience center now. Remember, dial *996#, select option 2, or visit 9mobile.com.ng/NIN now. 9 mobile.
Nigeria, now we country, APC, now the party, now one man be a choice, so. Nigeria, now we country, APC, now the party, now one man be a choice, so. Who be the president we need? Who be the president we go for?
People of Nigeria, don't talk, oh. Them say na Asiwaju Bola Tinubu them want as president of Nigeria. Our country people get many reasons we make them all agree, say, na Asiwaju Bola Tinubu them choose for this president election.
Yes, oh. Bola Tinubu na man we sabi. Anything we put in hand, he dey work wella.
He do better work for Lagos State when he be governor. Till today, Lagos people still enjoy from all the better things we jabberata for Lagos. People of Nigeria, he good to make we vote for who sabi.
As it can be so, make we all come out for election day and vote Bola Ahmed Tinubu as president of Nigeria.
Vote Senator Kashim Shettima as the vice president.
Vote APC, the party with broom.
Who be the president? We go vote.
Na Bola Tinubu.
Make your home sweet Christmas greetings.
and celebration is here again. It's Lemon Friday. Addon Homes is adding joy to your season with an amazing offer of 50% discount on all land sales. Worth more in the goodie bag is an installment payment plan of up to 36 months. With an initial deposit of 25,000 Naira to 1 million Naira, you also get freebies like a big cow, bag of rice, deep freezer, washing machine, blender, smart TV, chicken, and lots more.
To subscribe, call this number 0803-290-8163 or 0803-725-2165.
Gift yourself a land this season with Addon Homes.
My line has been barred.
Not to worry. Link your NIN and unbar your 9 mobile line with ease. Dial *996# and select option 2. Or visit 9mobile.com.ng/NIN. You also get up to 20K for calls and up to 20 gig data when you link your line. If you are yet to enroll your NIN, please visit any 9 mobile experience center now. Remember, dial *996#, select option 2, or visit 9mobile.com.ng/NIN now.
9 mobile.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the Sunny Side.
The Nurses Help Initiative, in partnership with the Bethel Church, presents a three-day free medical outreach from Wednesday the 26th to Friday the 28th of October. Wednesday the 26th to Friday the 28th of October. So this outreach would offer free medical consultation, free eye care, free glasses, free surgeries, free drugs, free blood pressure checks, and free blood glucose checks, and many more. The venue is at the Bethel Church at Ilaje bus stop in Aja in Lagos, and the time is 9 a.m. daily. So for more information and inquiries, please call 0803-600-9740 or 0903-4720201 or 0809-33-40639.
On Confessions Thursday, we open the cupboard to secrets.
Is that a skeleton I see?
Child, bite your tongue. Well, they say good walls make good neighbors.
Wait, you mean gist, right?
Confessions Thursday with Joyce
on Nigeria Info.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the Sunny Side.
Nigeria Info, working to bring you up to speed on today's events.
How do we get everybody on board? How do we convince people that COVID is real, that COVID is not a scam?
We have prominent Nigerians that have died from this COVID, and government has come out to say, yeah, this individual, that individual died from COVID. So why are people not believing that? Why would we lie?
When you just eat Gary a lot without adding other things,
okay,
you can have problems with the eyes. And then when Gary isn't properly processed.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
This is Lost to the Headlines.
There was pandemonium at the popular Computer Village Market, Ikeja, as masked men abducted a motorist in broad daylight. According to reports, the man was forced out of a black Toyota Corolla, which he was driving around the Medical Road area. The six masked assailants pulled guns and cutlasses on the man, forcing him out of his car and whisked him away in their own vehicle. Hey! For broad daylight, korokoro day. So all those people waiting in the market, what did they do? Nobody fish out, nobody fee call police, nobody fee six men against the crowd where they compete at village, nobody fee do anything. Hey, my God, Nigerians, make you be your brother's keeper. Be your brother's keeper, oh. Hey, even those serve them carry arms, at least, una for shout, una for mobilize. Ah, now wow. So police know that Computer Village area. Police know they there. Ah, this kind of story wake me up. For broad daylight, kwa. A Ghanaian pastor got more than he bargained for after he was nearly beaten up by a madman he was trying to forcefully deliver on the road. In a video trending on social media, the unnamed pastor could be seen forcefully trying to deliver the madman on the road as onlookers watched. The drama got more intense when the madman took another route only for the pastor to accost and wrestle him to the floor, yelling, "The blood of Jesus," at him. I got one question. The madman asked the pastor, my question, Paul I know, Peter I know, Jesus I know, but who are you? He asked him that question. Young guy didn't sleep. Trouble won't go wake up. Okay. It's all right. Make we continue. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak performed some Hindu rituals before entering his new office at 10 Downing Street. In a recent video, he was seen lighting candles outside the office. Sunak's emergence as Prime Minister coincides with Diwali, the festival of lights, celebrated by Indians around the globe. Yeah, so this one, they're very necessary. So that the angels of darkness not go prevail against the new Prime Minister. Make it not come be say, Ink too go resign after 30 days or less. Sure you are getting it now. So this one, they're very... very necessary. I'm Yvonne Okaifo. Those are stories lost to the headlines. Be safe out there, make good choices, and have a great day.
Can I have your attention, please?
The news, information, and the right conversation are here on Nigeria Info.
How many is this type of wicked attack has affected in the other part of this country? So that what is this ourselves?
I'm not supporting stealing, but these politicians need to be taught a lesson.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3.
Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Let's talk.
Okay, someone sent me a message and says, good afternoon, Joyce. I have a confession. It's a long confession, though. May God give you the strength to read it all. Yeah, I guess I'm going to need that. Someone says, Joyce, I hear the stepbrother twice. You know stepbrother is different from half-brother? The fact that it's stepbrother makes it a little distant. I think it's workable. All right, so that's this is a message to the young man who says he seems to be in a web, trying to make out whether he should be in a relationship with a lady whom by relationship is, according to him, my father's stepbrother's wife's stepsister's daughter. Yeah, that's far enough. You're not marrying your cousin. Hey, Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. My name's Joy. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. So you know my name, Joyce, but when you call in, you don't get to say your name. Confessions Thursday on the sunny side. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you. It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling.
Okay, concerning the marriage, whether how distant it is. I want to let you know that my grandmother and my grandfather are from the same family, the same house. My father's mom and his dad came from the same home.
Are you trying to horrify me?
I'm not horrifying. That's if I call where I come from, we see that the particular surname rings. Kalu.
All of you are brothers and sisters.
My people in Tamaru. I used to, you know, have my fears and worries, but I just trace the fact that maybe we are from the Abrahamic lineage. When Abraham asked Eliezer to go to his mother's house and get him a wife? That is how
his mother's house is like the family house, not like his mother's sister's daughter.
I am telling you, my people marry. If you see the distance is between A and B, your husband's house is across the road.
His backyard. All right, good.
His backyard. That's how my people. That's why you hear names like one Nadia. One Nadia means your husband's sister.
Thank you.
So for us, it's no taboo. But right now, you know, because of the intermarriages, we marry a little bit away, but it's not taboo that somebody, you know, like my niece.
Okay,
my
it's
niece
almost
now.
It's over 1 minute at this point.
Okay, no one.
I'm kind. Thank you very much. So I guess this is supposed to be solace for the gentleman. Well, she's trying to say you're not in a worse off situation. But even by calculation, the lady is distant enough. Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Welcome to Confessions Thursday. You don't say your name. Do you have a confession?
No, Miss Joy, I'm the one that called for the driver walk.
Well, you need to turn off your radio, okay?
All right.
What does your number end with? Oh, I need some help.
My number end with 9914.
Just hang in there. Let me try get it. Okay, you say 9914?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm going to send your number to the gentleman the moment he sends me a WhatsApp message, or at least when I see his message, and I hope I see it.
All right, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
So don't destroy his property. Be good to him.
No problem.
So he doesn't swear for you. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, ma'am. God bless you, ma'am.
Well, God bless God. Thank you. The Sunny Side. Hello. Welcome to the show. It's Confessions Thursday. What's your name? That volume needs to go off. The volume.
Hello? Hello?
I said the volume like three times.
Auntie Jay, hello?
Good afternoon to you. Do you have a confession?
Good afternoon. My name is Senobong Dominic.
You don't have a confession, obviously. You have a minute on the clock, then.
I don't have, but I want to comment on the marriage.
You have one God-given minute on the clock, and if you start running now, you'll be home in 60 seconds. Have I lost you? Okay. I'm sorry. I sincerely do apologize. It's breaking up. I can't quite hear what you're saying. I'm going to ask that you please call back. Please. Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you, Nigeria. Info, you on the Sunny Side. My name's
George.
Hello. Confessions Thursday.
George, I want to speak on the guy that said he wants to marry his stepbrother's wife, stepsister.
Father, stepmother, stepsister, stepbrother, son's daughter.
Yeah, okay.
1 minute.
With what you said, there is a distance enough for them to get married to each other. There is no problem with it.
Oh, okay.
You understand? There is no problem with it. Although with what you said, he already said why they were kicking against it, because two of them are not going along with each other. I mean, the stepbrother's wife and all that, with what he's saying. So maybe that was the reason why they were going against it.
Yeah.
In the first place. And as a caller called, I'm also from Mohafia, and she said that the grandmother and the grandfather were actually brothers and sisters. I disagree with her. You understand? Maybe they may come from the same village. You understand? Mm. But there's something we call Igu. Two of them cannot come from the same Igu. You understand? So she should ask questions very well. They will explain to her.
Thank you.
They may come from the same place, but they cannot be, say, they be sisters. It's not possible. We are intermarried. We can marry from the same village, but two of them must not be from the same.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much for calling.
She should understand. Yes.
I appreciate God you calling in. Thank you. Bless you. Confessions Thursday. Who's home? Hey. It's Confessions
Hello?
Thursday. Good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, I called back.
You're the lady who left her husband and went back to him.
No.
Oh.
You got me wrong. What I'm saying is that when we separated, the children are with me here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I do leave them. I do leave them once in a while, especially when I'm not able to feed them. And again, sometimes when I find out that I do transfer the aggression, that the anger of what their daddy did, I do transfer it to them. So I think that's why I leave them sometimes.
Are you saying to me that you have separated from your husband, you have your children with you in a different location, and you get up, leave your children by themselves and go away?
Yes.
How old are your kids?
12, 10. And 7.
Who takes care of them when you're away? And how long are you away for?
Sometimes I do plan that I'll just leave them when their dad sees that I'm not I'm not there. Maybe he will come and take care. But my conscience doesn't let me do that. So when I go, like today, I'll come back the next day, maybe in the evening.
So you leave your children unattended to 24 hours? Is that what you're saying?
It's actually not my nature to do that.
I know.
The
okay.
situation of things that makes me do that sometimes.
Yeah, but this situation, is it that... But your husband is no longer... You're no longer with your husband, right?
Yeah, I'm no longer with him.
Do you want to give your children over to your husband? These are decisions that you must make. I think it's crazy that you leave your children unattended. If you want them to be with their father, you take them and you hand them over to their father. But you can't leave your children unattended.
It's not really me doing that. I love my children so much. I've been the one taking care of them right from the beginning, even up to now. But sometimes when I find out that I can't feed them, even this time, they've not even been into school. They've been at home since, and their mates are in school. And I'm working. But because I'm paying a lot of debt, I can't even do anything to help them and all that. So that is why.
So where do you leave your children?
In my house, in the house. I just leave them.
Do you want to hand your children over to the state? Do you want the government to take your children over or take your children away?
No, I don't want that.
Yeah, but you can't, like, these are innocent. Look, I understand what you're saying. I understand the pain, the weights of responsibility that you have to bear, but it's not your children's fault, so you're being unfair. You're actually being wicked to your children. And I know it's not your intention, but it is what it is. Like, this leaving them and going away. Do you understand? So I think what you should do instead is stay with them. The day you eat, you eat. The day you don't, but not leaving them. So
you never leave your children.
If you want to hand them over to your husband, you pick them up, you take them there. If you don't, then you manage and until things change, but not dump your kids and give them back to their father. Do you understand that part?
He can't take care of them. He can't take care of them.
Then you're either going to hand them over to the government or you are going to be there. And things get better.
I'll be there for them.
Yeah. And the moment you make up your mind, it really gets a lot easier mentally. And then physically things change. You never stop praying and hoping and working towards it. Things change. Nothing is permanent.
Yeah.
Yeah. But be strong. It hurts. It's sad. It's a terrible situation to be in. But you can't live your kids.
Yeah,
you can't.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. And please be strong. Confessions Thursday. Hello. Welcome to the show. How are you?
How are you?
The volume of your radio set.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
My name is Victor.
Welcome, Victor.
Okay.
1 minute.
I don't have any confession.
1 minute.
1 minute. Okay. I just want to tell that lady, if truly the husband is not taking care of the children, and he has spoken with the husband, eventually he left the husband, why not struggle and take care of the children instead of leaving them?
Yeah.
Make the children vulnerable. People will take advantage of them and they will start doing all sort of things that they will not understand. They will not even communicate to her what they are doing until those children are into bad devices.
Yeah.
Bad biases, sorry.
Mm. Okay.
So please, if you take care of the children and if they have relatives, you can run to the husband relative or her own relative to help.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that will do the magic.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Confessions Thursday, if you have just tuned in, it's our pleasure having you here. When you call in, you don't say your name. The volume of your radio set. The volume of your radio set. All right, that's going to take like all the time you need, but I don't have it. Hello. Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon, Jess.
Turn up the volume of your radio set. Good afternoon to you. It's Confessions Thursday.
I called back. I saw that the man that needs driving job has called you.
Yeah. So I was looking out for your WhatsApp message.
I sent it like 20 minutes ago. I've sent it.
Oh. Okay, fantastic. So
check
I'm going
now.
To leave here.
Check now,
Now that you mentioned it. Okay. I got it. 7-9. No, this is not year. 7944. Is that year? No, that's not year. The number ending... I'm sorry.
The number I use on my WhatsApp is a
what does it end with?
Number.
What does it end with?
It ends 5576.
5576. Got it. All right, I can see it. I'll send it. I'll leave you
5576.
I got
5576.
It. 5576. Got it. Nigeria Info. Oh, fantastic. So I guess someone else. Look, I need like another pair of hands. I don't even know how to multitask. I tell you, I don't know how to multitask, right? My brain is only nimble when it comes to thinking. When it comes to doing physical... Well, I can swing a sword, though. Okay, I got it. The man driving... Okay, got it. So let me see if I'm right here. Lagos, just a minute, please. Just trying to... I'm not a multitasker. So the errors abound. All right. Out of the way. Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. If you have just tuned in, we're Nigeria Info. Hello. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. Can you hear me? Hello? Well, it doesn't quite appear you're home. Oh, look at you. Well, please call back. Hi, Nigeria Info. Make it back.
Hello.
Turn up the volume of your background. I think that's the radio, please. And then you speak up. You're on Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
I'm with you. Good afternoon, Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession? Make it back, Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. Hello, good afternoon to you. Confessions Thursday.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. It's Confessions Thursday.
Yes, I'm calling in respect of the lady that said she sometimes leaves her children unattended.
Yeah.
So she's divorced from the husband.
Mm-hmm.
My concern is that she said... Even right now, the children are going to school, and it's wrong. There is a free education, primary and secondary education in Lagos State. So there is no reason why those children should be at home. She should enroll them in government primary and secondary school. It is free.
Okay.
That is why I'm calling. Please, she shouldn't leave those children at home.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. I do appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you for also pointing that out. Yeah? Good. Hello, 99.3 Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. Make it back. Hello, Confessions Thursday, my friend. It's good to have you here. You don't say your name when you call in. We're Nigeria Info.
Hello.
Hello, lady. It's good to have you here. Thank you for calling.
Hello, guys. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Confessions Thursday, lady. Do you have a...
How are you? How is your day going?
Well, thank you. Welcome.
Yeah, I have a confession.
Sure, let's hear you. Go ahead. All right, make it back. Confessions Thursday. Friends and lovers of radio. Hello, welcome to the show. Hi, Confessions Thursday. Are you there? Look, I'm not sure why. Please make it back. The volume of your radio set. Confessions Thursday. Hello? How many people are speaking at the same time? Thank you. I wasn't sure who to speak to. Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. Good afternoon to you. Okay, now this looks like an actual glitch. Hello? Confessions Thursday? Okay, now that's a technical problem. Hello?
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Ooh, good afternoon. Welcome, Confessions Thursday.
My name is Tony.
You're not even supposed to tell me your name.
May I just still talk about the young lady that has three children?
Okay, you have a minute on the call.
She abandons her children.
Okay, sure.
I think she can also use the churches. Big churches may have good-hearted people that can start taking care of those children.
Okay.
I think the children are at risk. They can become delinquents.
Mm.
Without her at home.
Mm-hmm.
So she can go to the big churches, Catholic, Pentecostal, you know, have people who can take care of those children. Hello?
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Either with, they may not need to domicile with the family. There are people, good-hearted people who can say, okay, I take up responsibility over this child.
Mm-hmm.
I'll train him or her.
Please. Yeah, even if it's for like 2 years, please. 3 years. All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I do appreciate that. So please consider the churches around you. You might find kind-hearted people who might be willing to extend some assistance, and in any measure would be accepted. Thank you, caller. Hello, Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info.
Hello, I'm calling back. I'm the lady that called before. I just want to say that my children, they were in school. They've been in school all the while.
Okay.
But it's just because of this little problem I'm going through, paying loans, paying back debts and all that.
Mm.
That's why they've not been able to go.
Yeah, and a lady called in and said that they should be in government school. You can do that, right?
Yes. Okay. They're in public school.
Oh,
they're
okay.
In public school.
Okay.
In fact, one of them is about to enter this year. But it's not actually really free the way people are saying it. At least for the first time, you have to register them, buy their uniforms, and buy even their chairs and tables they will use. The books they will use. Mm-hmm. The English and math textbook. You have to buy all those things, which I do before. But because of what I'm going through now.
Okay. Well, you can consider the churches. Someone suggested that you consider the churches.
Yes. When they were in primary school, there used to be this cathedral church that assists me. But they actually thought, because I stay in Ikorodu and the cathedral church is in CMS. So they said they can't continue because they have their members to take care of.
Well, so find
and
one close to you, even if it's a small church.
Yes, that's what they told me. That's Holy Cross.
Find a smaller one next to you, close to you.
What?
Find a smaller gathering center that's close to you.
Yes, where I attend here is, I don't know. I've been going there, you know. I don't know. They don't seem to be willing to want to help. And, you know, because of the kind of person I am,
well, try
I'm kind of
else.
An introvert.
Yeah,
I don't really know how to tell people my problem.
Yeah.
And I wish I know how to do business. But I only depend on my salary work because I'm also visually impaired. So I don't really know how to do business like that. So I just depend on my salary work.
Well, then go to
just
another
for
place.
The meantime.
Yeah, just for the meantime. So go somewhere else. If the church you have tried out didn't, if the first one didn't help, then try somewhere else. You should find somewhere else around.
Yeah, someone promised me that next year I should come. So
okay,
but it's just like it's painful not seeing them in school while others are going.
Yeah, but it's only momentarily. As long as you don't leave them, yeah, it's just a short setback. Their lives will pick up again, but just don't leave them.
No, I won't.
Or they will
be
exploited.
I won't leave them.
All right.
Maybe.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. And please be strong, okay? Thank you for calling. Confessions Thursday, hello. How are you? It's Confessions Thursday, the volume of your radio, sir.
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Do you have a confession?
I am Grandma Lara. I live in Ikorodu.
Turn off the volume of your radio set, please.
I don't know if you can link me up with the lady who just spoke now.
Okay, so I can ask her send me her number.
I have a few friends around who can come together. She's becoming a mental health issue. You should have seen that already.
Okay, can you please send me a message?
She's running away.
Can you
before she starts harming the children? Please, I wouldn't mind.
Can you send me a WhatsApp message with your number just so that if she calls back, I can just forward her number to you?
Okay, I'll do that.
I'll appreciate it. Thank you very much. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are going to go off on a break and then we will come back. Let's see. Quite a number of messages here. We'll be right back. The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. It's Confessions Thursday. We're Nigeria Info. And welcome to the show, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. If you have just tuned in, it's Confessions Thursday, and my name is Joyce. Here is our birthday greeting to Mrs. Okwemi, our Rije Arekemashe. This is actually from her husband, Ola. Happy birthday to you. Long life, prosperity, and may the spark in your eyes never cease. Okay, yeah, and Confessions Thursday continues. I have a message here that I would like to share with you, and I think you should hear it. He says, hello, Joyce. Please tell the woman that says she abandons her children, whose ages 12, 10, 7, that she should learn to communicate with her kids at that age for them to understand what she's passing through, and that once in a while, let her send the older one to their dad for financial assistance. Yeah? And if he refuses, at least the children can understand how irresponsible he is as they grow up, and that will even strengthen their resolve to help her through the predicament until God makes a way. And, makes a way through. This is Alamutu. Thank you. And I like this one because I agree with it. I think she should speak with her children. So one of the many benefits of having parents around when a child grows up is that the child does not have to live the parent's experience to understand that experience in life. So if your mother went through something and you could understand how your mother went through it or how your father went through it and why they went through it, then you don't, then you try to do something different. So the one, you don't find yourself in their situation. Two, you understand how life works in that situation. So it's like your child, if a family was stable, a child gains three perspectives, mother, father, and theirs as they grow up. And I think it's about the fastest way for a child to learn. So I do agree with her speaking to her children so they can understand how life works. See their mother for, because you know some mothers can lie, right? So talk to them, let them see you and judge you for who you say you are. See their father and judge their father for what he claims he is. I think some parents do this thing where they try not to tell their children what's wrong. And I don't, well, I think the reasons are different why they try to save their children from the brash realities of life. As soon as your child can comprehend or has or starts building cognition, you give them time to understand the foundations of right and wrong. You have to throw them into the world, and it starts from the home. Yeah, so that way they can start early to make mistakes and make choices. So I do agree with that. I have another message here. It's Confessions. He says, good afternoon, Joyce. Please, my own confession may be funny, but it's really disturbing me. But I would love, or I would be glad if you read out for people out there to listen. I'm in need of someone to marry. I'm 34 years old, but up till now, I have not gotten married. I have searched and toasted many ladies, but I don't know why I end up not ending up with them. Please announce my number out there for any lady who wants to settle down. Are you gambling? So first of all, I have a colleague who runs a show, The Nighttime. So I would add, I think you should listen to her. And she does this hookup thing. I think it's like Wednesday or Thursdays. So she can hook you up to someone. But something as serious as marriage, like you're looking for a wife like you're trying to catch fish. So you just throw your nets, anything you catch, happily ever after. Is that how it works? No. Like, basically, you're saying if any woman wants to marry, you're another guy who wants to marry, and both of you can get married. Yeah, but no. Okay, maybe that's the only way you know. So, well, yeah. Nah, should I give this guy's number? He wants his number out there. He's 34. But that's not a good enough description of who you are, you see. I mean, like, what's wrong? Why don't you have female friends? What's your temperament like? Who are you? What do you do? Where have you been? Yeah. Because maybe there's you that needs to be understood, or maybe at least introduced, so that the women who are going to be calling you have a sketchy idea who they're calling. So you might need to at least send me a little bit more information about yourself if you want me to throw your number out there for a wife to marry. That's a wild gamble. But I guess. I guess. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190 Confessions Thursday. Hello. the volume of your radio set.
Joyce, sorry, I'm calling back. It's very wrong for somebody to call in and say that I'm actually investigating. I'm lying. My grandmother and my grandfather are from the same family. Nothing extended. They're the same. We go to the same compound every year for Christmas. So it's wrong for that guy to just call in and say, I'm wrong. She is from Ohafia. Does he know whether I'm from Ohafia?
Oh, okay. You know what?
I have a practice in my place. My grandmother and my grandfather, it's not even distance. The same house. Where I'm living, where my father's house was given to him by his uncle. That's his mother's elder brother. It's not the same home.
Okay. Look, don't take it to heart, please. Yeah. She said her grandparents married each other. Don't contest it. She knows exactly what she's talking about. Leave it alone. Hey, Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. You don't get to say your name. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday.
Yes, I have a confession.
Oh, sure. Please, go ahead.
There's this guy I love so much, but I don't know. I don't know how to go about it. Like, I don't know how to express my feelings for him.
It's not science. Just tell him I like you. And then he's going to say why. You'll be like, well, I think you got good jokes. I think you're intelligent. Yeah. I think you're not too intelligent, so I can manage that. Like, say something silly.
All right.
It's not that hard.
I'm just scared, you know.
Scared of what?
No, he's my friend, but I don't know if he's going to, you know, like, end the relationship, you know, our friendship.
So, you don't want to lose?
Yes.
You're not ready?
He's a good person, though.
You don't want to lose. You're not ready. Rule number one, be willing to lose. Just tell him how bad can he get. Worst case, he's not doing. Or he ends the friendship. Then what kind of friend is that? Right? How do you pick your friends? You tell your friend you like him and then he's like, oh, you shouldn't have done that. You're cheap. Or what else is he going to say? You're cheap. What else? What is that thing those unintelligent people say? Yeah. And then he ends the friendship. Better for you. That's not a friend. You tell your friend you like them and then they're like, oh, I'm not ready for a relationship right now. Let's just be friends. That's straightforward. That's easy. And that's non-judgmental. And that's exactly what it should be. At least if you say someone is your friend, you should have just enough courage to be honest about your conversations. And if one conversation is, I like you, then you should be able to say, oh, I like you. And then he should be able to take it with all the decency he can afford. And that should also humble him. But, you know, there's some guys you tell that you like them, they get arrogant. The ones they get arrogant, you do away with them. Yeah, I think you should tell people how you feel about them, particularly when you feel good about them. Then you tell them. Then they get arrogant about it. Then you dispose of that feeling because they're not worthy of it. You dispose of it. Particularly if you like them for something that is, for something genuine, something as beautiful as the good to like people or the gift to fall in love. And then you tell someone I'm in love with you and then they get arrogant. Then they're not deserving of love. Yeah, they deserve this world. Cold, brash, non-loving. That's exactly what they want and that's what they should get. Because to love is a gift. So it's either he go gets an education as to understand that to love is a gift. And if someone is in love with you, it's no function of you. It's a function of the gift at work. In the person who said that they love you first, and then to you whom they say that they love. And to be arrogant about that is... Oh, good God, education. Yeah, education. It's the lack of education. Confessions Thursday, my friends. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, no, you don't have a confession. Do you have a confession?
No.
Good afternoon.
I want to talk about that woman that talked about public school.
Yeah, you have 1 minute.
Public school is not cheap again anymore.
Yo.
See, if you go to some, there is no seat at all.
Yeah.
You have to provide seats by yourself. There is no board for the children to even write. They will go and hang in another class
okay.
to be writing, standing.
Okay. Okay.
When I discovered it last week, I was so ashamed. A whole Lagos. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Can the lady call us back? There's a grandma who called in earlier who would love to assist, at least with helping look over the children while you choose those your brief moments of escape. If you can call us back, please, I'd like to forward your number. The grandma needs your number. She thinks you're reclining. The beauty of age. She's like, well, you should have noticed that she's reclining. So please call me back. I think someone would at least love to help look over the kids. And that's something good. Thank you. Confessions Thursday.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the Sunny Side.
You're on Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. When you call and you don't say your name, welcome to the show. We're Nigeria Info. Hey.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a confession, a very serious one.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yes. It's over, let's say, 10 years now. I found it very difficult to do away with this. Is it habit or what do I call it?
Yeah.
Attitude of like, masturbation. And sexual immorality. I mean, it's something that is eating me very bad. And I really want to do away with it. I don't know. Though I have said goggles, said so many things about it. After 2-3 months, after I have been out, like, for you know, I was just back. I don't know. But apart from someone committing suicide and dying, is there anyone can get out of this?
Why do you want to commit suicide? You already have the tools.
I just need to get out of this. I mean, yeah. I don't know how I get into it. So I don't know. I'm confused.
Stop. Stop. You're not confused because you have done a fantastic job verbalizing the problem. You know the problem. You have categorized the problem. You know exactly what the problem is.
See, it's because you are a lady. You don't know how this urge comes. You don't know how the feelings won't get when. As in, once you just look at the lady.
Wait. You think we haven't seen the devil before? You think, when you say you think I'm a lady, you suppose that, well, women have it easy. Is that what you're saying?
You know, women see it in different ways. You know, the feelings that men have is different from the way women.
Pardon me, that's incorrect. That's not correct.
No, see, okay, look at this. A woman cannot look at a man and, you know, just lost. I mean,
that's not true. Like, where are you hanging? Are you serious? Are you in Lagos? What do you mean a woman cannot look at a man and just lost? Like, where are you?
I'm in Lagos.
Now, married women are cheating on their husbands with two men. What are you? What do you mean lost?
That one is for.
Oh, yeah, wait now. So now you're saying that. Women don't understand your problem. That's basically what you're saying. You want to talk to a man about it, right?
No. I'm not saying women don't understand. They understand, but I don't know how to put it, but, you know.
What is the root of masturbation?
I don't know.
You don't know the root. But you just know you don't like it.
Lost.
No, I mean the root. Like, is it evil or is it good?
No, it's evil.
Okay.
Evil.
So you think that evil is kind to women and bad to men? That's what you think evil is?
No.
Okay, good. So you see why your scope, your judgment of women having it easy is false.
You don't get me. I'm not saying. No, what I'm saying is this. You see, the urge as in that men feel when they see a lady is different from the way.
Hold on. Let me call Lagos men who've done prostitution part time to help you out, because you be sounding like these things don't happen. Well, come on, man. We know what you're talking about. The only thing that's not happening here is you deciding what to do about it. You know what's wrong. You don't feel good about it. The only thing missing on this table is wheel. That's all that's missing. You want to? Because look. You can't keep saying that the women don't get it, or what happens to the man doesn't happen to the woman. The spirit of lust is the spirit of lust. the supposition that, well, maybe it happens, women express it differently, is not true. If you're in Lagos, have you come to Lekki? Do you know there's a whole Babylon out here, backyard here? Like a whole Sodom and Gomorrah going on here? You think it's funny, yeah? You say, look, guy, make a decision that you... So you already... what the information that you have, every time you engage in it, is all you need. Say a prayer and will to end it. It's a fight. And you are in the fight. And you don't have the luxury to... say you don't know. And first of all, it's even wrong for you to say you don't know, because actually you know. And so what do you do with what you know? Then you act on what you know. You've been to Google. The information in your body is superior to what's on Google. In fact, if you verbalize or identify the problem in you as good as you have done, then you need not... Google is of no use to you, but maybe you go there to expand your knowledge on the thing. But I like the fact that you hate it so bad that you have thought death. Like you are a solid candidate. I could sit with you and talk this out. So now I like where you've gotten to. You hate it so bad you want death. So imagine that fight where you're willing to die. I think there are not many fights as good as that, where you're willing to lose something. That's when you win. So make a decision that you don't want this. You go at it every time that feeling arises, and you say your prayer, and God will help you. Lagos men who've done prostitution part-time, please help me tell this guy what to do. Confessions Thursday, you're on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to the show. You have a confession? Yeah.
Contribution.
Or 1 minute, go ahead.
Okay. They should not discourage that lady.
Which one now?
So they should take the children to public school. The public school is cheaper. If the public school is not cheaper, which one is cheaper? Is it private one?
Yeah. No, that's exactly where the children are at the moment. But she says she's been a little unsettled, and that's where they would have to go. So someone has actually called in to say that.
Okay, yeah. You should stay with them.
Okay.
Before I forget, you said they should take them to the government. You should not take them to the government.
Okay.
Government will send those children, and she will miss them.
No, there's something called children welfare. There's welfare for children.
At the end of the day, they will sell it to people.
No, we don't sell. The government does not sell children. We don't sell humans.
Any business with government, I don't want it.
All right.
Let us stay with the children.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. It's Confessions Thursday. Hi, you're on the show.
Good afternoon, Lady Joyce.
Afternoon to you. It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling.
Yes, I just want to make a little contribution.
1 minute on the clock. Go ahead.
All right. I'm a lawyer.
Yeah.
And I want to advise that guy who said he's 34 and wants to send out his number, please don't give out his number to on air.
Okay.
Nigeria is such a difficult place now, so that you will not inadvertently send somebody's daughter to a ritualist or a kidnapper.
Thank you.
Please don't give out the number.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, my sister.
Thank you. You see, brothers looking out for brothers. That's a beautiful thing. But guy, I think your case is so easy. I think you actually sent me a message introducing yourself. And I did mention that I have a colleague who does this whole hookup thing, where she links the females to the males and the males to the females. Yeah, I guess she can help you out. But honestly, I'm not down for your strategy. You just put your number out there. Then a woman will just be like, I want to even marry. Let me call that caller on Nigeria Info. How are you? So where are you from? We're going to marry. I don't know how that thing plays out, but no. Okay, maybe my imagination is poor. Because it has to be better than that, right? Confessions Thursday.
Hey, Joyce, hello.
The volume of your radio set, take it down.
I'm Swisho.
Thank you.
Well, I see you and I see you, honestly. Hello, baby. You are solid and unpolluted, undiluted.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Oh, Joyce. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm John from Ogba.
Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah.
Thank you. Confessions Thursday, you're on the sunny side. Welcome to the show. Hello?
Hello, Joyce. I'm calling back.
Are you the lady with the children?
Yes.
Okay.
Please, I just want to say that I like, you know, like I said before, this is not actually my character. I don't, even when I was pregnant of my third child and their dad left us, I didn't run away.
Hold on a second. Please wait. I don't have so much time, and that's honestly why I'm interrupting you, but you can't defend your character as much as you can show us your character. So that's what you can tell us, and then there's what you really are, what we can find out for ourselves. So if you say you're that this behavior is a function of circumstance, then good fortune will find you. And don't bother, I don't want you to defend yourself before people. Just be good. And God help you, all right? Do you get my point? Don't worry. I don't know that I have all the time on the clock for the tale. Do you understand that? So I would prefer instead that your number be taken, and then I'll send it to the grandma who called in. I think she said that she's within your locality and she would like to pick up your kids sometime and then have people watch over them when you need a moment to yourself. And that's great, to be honest. What do you think? You don't want that? It's okay.
Oh, well.
No, tell me what you're thinking. You don't want that, right?
Oh, cool. Oh.
Wait. You sound like you're not even too happy with that one. What are you thinking? She's not taking your children away from you.
Yes, I know. Mm-hmm. But I know I acted out of proportion. I'll just put myself in check. I'll take care of my children.
Oh, you don't want her help even when you go to work or when you need time, you need someone to just watch over them? You don't want that?
No, they are used to staying all alone by themselves in the house, in the compound.
Yeah, but so they can be with someone. They can be with other kids. They can interact if it's safe, right? They can be, yeah, they don't have to be in misery. They can just play and forget the world momentarily. You don't want that?
All right.
Look, if you don't want to, so we don't also stress the person who's also trying to help you. It's like, it's okay. I don't want to appear forceful, but you seem not to be quite pleased with that. And that's okay if you are making up your mind now that you'll always be there for them. That's also equally fine.
I'll be there for them.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling me. I do appreciate it. Well, thanks to Grandma. Grandma, you heard that in her voice, right? Yeah. Doesn't quite seem like she wants it, that. Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. You're on the sunny side. The volume of your radio set. The volume of your... Should I sing for you?
Hello.
Welcome to Confessions Thursday.
Hello, good afternoon. Good
afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
Please, Joy, concerning that lady, she's a bit confused. Let her go a Bible-believing church whereby she will meet with the pastor and the authority of the church.